to Bagel Tech Missy here on the Bagel Tech Network. That's right, you guessed it. My name is Missy, and I am your go-to tech girl for all things tech-related. Heck, not just tech-related, but lifestyle questions as well. If you've got questions, I've got answers. You can always reach me at bageltechmissy@gmail.com. No question is too silly. No question is too obvious. Send any and all questions my way, and I promise I will get to as many as I can. Now today, I just have to start out by apologizing. That's right. You know, normally I record my Bagel Tech Missy show earlier in the day. I'm sitting here in my office with lots of sun coming in, all that beautiful natural light during the day. But today has been one of those days. Do you feel me? It has been one of those days where if it could go wrong, it went wrong. It did. Have you ever had one? Is it just me? I don't know. I was like, is it a full moon? Is there something? Is the gravitational pull kind of doing something today? I don't know. It was just, it's been a day. And, you know, I've had to add some mood enhancers to my coffee. When I do that, I like to call it happy coffee. And I've had a lot of happy coffee today. It's kind of gotten me through the afternoon. But consequently, it is now, oh gosh, almost 8 o'clock, and I'm just now making my Bagel Tech Missy podcast. And because of it, I'm afraid that the video looks a little dark. You know, it's kind of, I have every light in my office on. And I know if you're just listening to me on a podcast, it really doesn't make a difference. Or does it? You know, I didn't think about that. You know, it's the video part is a little darker. But does my voice sound dark too? Does it affect your voice or just the video? Huh. I don't really know. You know how like when you hear your voice later and you say, gosh, do I sound like that? I wonder if when I hear this back, I'll be able to tell that my office was kind of dark by the tone of my voice. I don't know. That's exciting. You know, even though I'm your tech girl, you know what? I still learn something new every day. Isn't that the best? Shall we get started? Let me move all this around. Oh, I just feel so bad I'm doing this so late today. Oh my gosh, I just thought of something. What if I get fired? Holy smokes. I didn't even think of that. Oh, maybe Ewan's like fuming. Oh, golly, I didn't even think my job's on the line. Maybe my podcast is on the line and Ewan is totally mad and he's saying things like, that bloody Missy. You know, I can't do it because I'm not British, but you know, when he says it, even though he's probably cursing, it sounds great. Gosh, Ewan, I'm sorry. And if any of you out there know Ewan, put in a good word for me. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's get started and think happy thoughts. My first question comes to me from Jonathan in New Jersey. And Jonathan writes, dear Missy, I love your show. Thanks, Jonathan. But I have a question. What does ISO stand for? Huh. ISO. Maybe it's ISO. ISO. And do I really need to know? Thank you, Jonathan from New Jersey. Jonathan, here on Bagel Tech Missy, I really try hard to avoid the controversial topics and like politics and religion. You know, I just try to steer away from those and stick to just the tech-related questions. And unfortunately, you asked me a question that doesn't fall in the tech category. ISO, I'm going to answer it for you, but not answer it for you. And it's going to make sense in just a minute. ISO stands for International Socialist Organization. And as you can tell, that's clearly not a tech question. And don't feel bad, Jonathan. You know, you don't know until you ask, right? So never feel bad for asking or hold back from asking because you think it might not be a tech question. But you know, if you need to find more about that, if that kind of floats your boat, then I'm sure you can Google, and there's lots of lovely websites and maybe like forums where you can learn more about that. But don't feel bad. We're all learning, right? You know, I just learned that my voice probably sounds dark. So don't feel bad, Jonathan. All right, let's move on. Next question. Dear Missy, I showed my work to a very experienced, and he put experienced in quotes, a very experienced professional photographer. Oh, and for that, you know, I always forget. Those of you that don't download my video, why don't you? I'm going to give you a little bit of a, just a little bit of a Missy disapproving look. But for those of you listening to me on a podcast, I forget that you can't see me. So I need to kind of tell you when I'm doing things. So when he writes, I showed my work to a very experienced, I'm making finger quotes right now, like two bunnies talking to each other, professional photographer recently and asked for feedback. He told me I needed more actions and post-production thingies like filters, scrolling, tattooing, grunging, sun flares, etc. I did all that. But now you can hardly see my original image at all. Well, I agree it looks much better. My client isn't so sure. What should I do? And then, oh, they didn't put their name. That's okay. We'll just call you Anonymous. Dear Anonymous, I know that we're all still just kind of getting to know one another. But I'm going to give you a Missy motto. I've got a lot of Missy mottos, and this is one that I think is great. This Missy motto goes, if a little's good, a lot is better. Let's just let that sink in for a minute. And if you're on the podcast, I'm just sitting back. You can't see me. I'm just sitting back in my chair, and I'm not talking while it sinks in. Yep. If a little is good, a lot is better. I mean, why the heck do we have digital technology if we can't add things like sun flares and filters and grunging? I don't even know what grunging is, but I'm going to tell you right now, I like it. I wish I could grunge myself. Wow. I think that if your client isn't so sure, then it's up to you as the artist or artiste to educate your client. You know, I think we need to kind of educate the public as to what looks good and what doesn't. You know, in the olden days of film, in order to add those special effects, you would literally have to draw on a picture, or you could use, I remember that. Oh, there's a device that a lot of people used. It was metal and little, and it you'd fill it with paint, and it would use air to kind of brush the paint on. And it was, what was it called? An air gun that brushed paint on? I can't think of it, but you know what I'm talking about. It was time consuming, and you know, not a lot of people knew how to do it. Nowadays, you can just go sign on. I mean, you don't even need Photoshop. Are you kidding me? You can just sign on to picnic.com. Oh, wait. I just remembered. Picnic is going away. Missy disapproving look to the powers that be that are taking away my precious picnic. Mm-hmm. Picnic is going away. I don't know where it's going. It's just going away. And I know that we're not going to be able to use it like in a couple months. So I am picnicking the heck out of everything I can. Even if it doesn't need it, I'm picnicking it now because I'm not going to be able to picnic very soon. So it's kind of sad. But I'm sure that there'll be something else equally wonderful and free online that you can use. And remember, again, if a little's good, a lot's better. I mean, anything you can add to a print to make it just be all that it can be, those things you wish that were there when you took it, you can do it later. So go ahead and keep adding all those fun effects. And let me know what grunging is. Oh, that sounds like fun. It sounds like something I'd want to do with a drink in my hand. Am I right? You know I'm right. Okay, let's see here. Last question. Dear Missy, after many years, I have just got my MySpace page. My MySpace page just the way I like it. There are flashing graphics. That's fun. And bright, sparkly text everywhere. I love sparkle. In fact, check out my newest addition to my desk. It's a wand. And you know what? It's covered in glitter. Because I have it, actually, because my favorite tool in Photoshop is the Fairy Godmother wand. I don't know what it does, but I just know that it sparkles when you use it, and I kind of feel princessy, so I use it a lot. So this kind of sits on my desk, kind of to pay tribute to that tool. Okay, back to the question. Now I have finally achieved the state of near digital nirvana. I think I should turn my attention to Twitter. Have you any tips to make my Twitter presence pop? R. Murdoch of Sydney. Oh, of Sydney. Tie me kangaroo down, mate. Wow. Good day. Outback. Okay. Well, you talk about Nirvana, R. Murdoch of Sydney. You know, Nirvana, it's not always a good thing. You know, Nirvana, if I remember correctly, was a rock group here in the States. And its lead singer was a man by the name of Kurt Cameron. And he, I think, was on an 80s sitcom show, again, here in the States, called Growing Pains. And he was the lead singer of Nirvana. And he met kind of a bad end. Nirvana is not really all that it's cracked up to be, despite what people say. So be real careful about that, about trying to achieve that. Now, as for Twitter, you bet I can help you. Now, Twitter is kind of like a mini Facebook. It lets you post updates and things that you're feeling. And now, I do have to let you know that Twitter limits the characters you can use. Okay, now, characters, simply that term, means numbers and letters and spaces and punctuation. It doesn't mean like cartoon characters. I know, because I thought that. I thought, how the heck am I ever gonna Twitter? I don't know how to do those symbols on my keyboard. And then someone told me, no, Missy, it just means how many letters and numbers and spaces you can use. Now, something that people really like on Twitter is when you post a lot. I mean, if you think it, tweet it. Am I right? If your tweets don't fit into one post and you need to do like 4 or 5 of them in a row, people love that. They love to know everything you're feeling and thinking, if you're happy, if you're sad, if you're waiting in line. Just tweet the heck out of yourself. Tweet every day, tweet all during the day, tweet from home, tweet from the bathroom, tweet from work, tweet in a group. Just, you know, go to town tweeting yourself. You can't tweet too much. And people really like to know that you're tweeting and kind of be in on your tweeting. It makes everybody just feel closer. You think I'm right? You know I'm right. Well, it looks like by the old clock on the Mac that it's about time we wrapped up. Our time always goes so fast, doesn't it? My goodness, before we go, I just need to send out a huge, big, big Missy, just a hug over the net to UK2.net for providing all of our bandwidth. Again, don't know what the heck that is, but it is the thing that they do that gets me to you. So it's pretty darn important, isn't it? So thank you to all the folks at UK2.net for just being made of awesome sauce. Thanks so much. And remember, if you have questions, please send them to me at bageltechmissy@gmail.com. Thanks so much for taking the time to spend with me. I hope you learned a little something. And until next week, I send you lots of tech kisses and love. Bye!